Today is 19th of May. Since the beginning of the war, about a dozen people whom I knew personally have died from the Russian bullets, grenades and shells. People with whom I began serving in the army, with whom I worked before the start of a massive invasion, with whom we were friends or simply neighbors. Each message about the deceased whom I knew personally is a very heavy blow that changes me and my attitude to the world. I had not thought about it before, but after the news of the death of two of my comrades on the same day, I realized that I had nothing more to say to my relatives and acquaintances in Russia. Before the war and in its first days, I could still write something to them, respond to their threats, or conversely, to words of support and approval. Now I just don't see the point in it. I don't understand what can be said to people who, after Mariupol and Bucha, continue to support the war and believe in nonsense that Russian army is protecting Ukrainians from some kind of Nazis. What other arguments do these people need in order for them to understand that they are on the side of a purist fascism? Things are worse only with those who do not support the war, those who are against killings and annexations, but still remain there, in Russia. Like the fabulous Gandalf, I shouted to them, "Run, you fools! If not for yourself, then for your children. If you not get them out of the Russian swamp, you will doom them to poverty, the shameful stigma of a resident of a murderous country, or to agonizing death in the army of the invader, which is replenished at the expense of teenage conscripts. After all, we know perfectly that it will get worse, that international sanctions will destroy the economy, that the country will return to the days of the Gulag and mass executions, that the cult of personality of their vile leader is being built, just as the Nazis built the cult of Hitler, or the Bolsheviks, the Stalinist cult. A simple instinct of self-preservation should prompt thinking people that they just need to escape from this country, but for some strange reasons, they don't. If people do not understand the obvious things, if they cannot even look in the very near future, then what is the point to talking to them? Why waste time and nerves on them? I'd better prepare a new episode of this podcast for you. I'll tell you about how I unexpectedly turned into a private joker from the movie Full Metal Jacket. But before I get into this episode, I want to remind you that my family and I are very dependent on your help. Please don't forget that Fighting for Ukraine has its own page on GoFundMe website. Every dollar counts, every repost counts. I am now almost on the very front line. I think you can even hear the blasts. The forward trenches of the positions where I am now are only a few dozen yards from the territory controlled by the invaders. I can see the occupied areas with my bare eyes. There is a lot to talk about here, but without your help, I can't do it.